Hey guys, it's Wednesday and you are jumping into one amazing chapter in the book of Matthew. And I'm just going to quickly go through the titles, the headings of Matthew 18. And it is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Who's the greatest? The parable of the lost sheep, a brother who sins against you, and the parable of the unmerciful servant. Now, most of these we will talk about over the next week, but one that I really want to point out to you today in Matthew chapter 18 is famous for this topic. And this topic is how to deal with conflict when someone sins against you, when someone offends you. Matthew 18, starting in verse 15, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens, you've won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Oh my goodness, these are strong words at the end, but let's look at the beginning first. Jesus says, when your brother sins against you. So, in modern English, when another Christian offends you, the first thing that we are instructed to do, these are Jesus's words. They're in red letters in every one of my Bibles that have red letters on Jesus's words. Jesus says the first thing you do when another Christian offends you is go gossip to everybody you can about what they did, right? That's not at all what Jesus says. That's what our world says to do. Jesus says when someone offends you, and for sometimes that's your pastor. Sometimes that's your best friend. Sometimes that's your spouse. Sometimes that's your boss. When another believer, now we're talking about conflict resolution with other believers here. These are not developed for people who don't have Christ in their life, but for other Christians. We're to go to them first and we're to talk to them about the offense. And if they listen, there you go. It's all good. If they don't, take one or two others with you and you approach it again. And then it says, take it to the church. Ooh, that gets serious, doesn't it? That's when you come talk to the pastor and say, these are the steps that I've taken, or somebody that you respect in the church that can help you with this. And then it says, if they still won't listen, it says, treat them. How? It says, treat them like you would treat a pagan or a tax collector. Ooh, there are people who will say, okay, at that point in time, we write them off. There's another perspective on this that maybe you've heard before. The other perspective is this. How did Jesus treat pagans and tax collectors? How did he treat Matthew? He chose him to be a disciple. How did he treat Zacchaeus, the tax collector? He went home and had dinner with him. Wow, that gives us quite a perspective on this. If Christians would follow conflict management that is outlined in Matthew chapter 18, there's a lot of church splits that would never happen. There are people who don't come to church because there's somebody in the church that has offended them. It's not always the pastor. Oftentimes it's other church members. And it's over things that if Matthew 18 was followed, would have been settled. So next time another Christian offends you, I encourage you wholeheartedly, with a pure heart, not an angry heart, but a pure heart, go to them and let them know that they've hurt you, that they've offended you, and take the steps outlined here. That's what God expects of us. That was Jesus's instructions for conflict, and watch God work through it. Talk to you tomorrow.